This is CPR News. I'm Bozzy Kanani. A new lawsuit alleges climate science isn't the only reason President Trump wants to break up Boulder's National Center for Atmospheric Research. Here's CPR's Sam Brash.
NCAR is managed by the University Consortium for Atmospheric Research, a nonprofit based at CU Boulder. It filed the lawsuit against the federal government on Monday, and it claims the Trump administration is breaking up the research hub because Colorado won't free Tina Peters. That's the former Mesa County clerk in prison for tampering with voting equipment. It backs up the argument with White House press statements and a detailed timeline to argue that the hub could become collateral damage in a sustained attempt to punish Colorado. It asked a federal judge to block efforts to reorganize the Science Center. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Colorado voters will decide this fall whether trans youth will be allowed to continue participating in sports that match their gender identity. An initiative requiring school children to compete on teams that match their sex assigned at birth or on co-ed teams has collected enough valid signatures to qualify for a ballot. It's backed by a group called Protect Kids Colorado, which is also trying to limit gender-affirming care for youth. A key player in Colorado's healthcare and philanthropic landscape has announced plans to retire. Here's CPR Health reporter John Daly.
For more than a decade, Karen McNeil Miller has led the Colorado Health Foundation. The nonprofit has around $3 billion in assets, the most of any foundation in the state. Each year, it awards millions of dollars in grants. The funding goes to nonprofit organizations, government agencies, and other groups working to improve the health of Coloradans. When the pandemic hit, McNeil Miller helped ensure funding for programs in communities of color disproportionately impacted by the crisis. She'll step down at year's end. The foundation's board will oversee a national search for a new leader. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
More news at cpr.org.